Interesting story this week from California as Gavin Newsom continues his effort to be the governor responsible for Arizona State's population growth. I mean, he's really on a mission to drive Arizona's population.
Put him on the payroll.
Signed a bill that bans gas-powered lawn equipment, prohibits the sale by January 1st, 2024. You'll no longer be able to sell gas-powered lawnmowers, trimmers. I think even applies to some smaller motorcycles and engines and generators. And interesting thing here, because I actually this week bought my first battery-operated weed eater. My reasons for going to battery where we live, it's about a 25-minute round trip to the gas station and back. And you only use the weed eater 3-4 times a year. You know, it's a two-stroke. You come back and it's mixed up. It's gummed up. You spend a half hour just getting it started and cleaning off the carburetor and getting the spark plug done.
Right.
I thought, you know, the reports and the word that, you know, Steel and their battery-operated ones, you know, were just as good as a gas one. I was always afraid I would lose, like, horsepower, the torque. But the reports, and I haven't tried it yet, but I've got the battery charging.
I'm excited to
get home this weekend and start.
I've got the string trimmer, I got the leaf blower, and I have a hedge trimmer now. And I understand the chainsaws are fabulous. You know, you do need some extra batteries, you know, depending on how much you're using it. But I have had no complaints. Now, I don't have a very big lawn, but, you know, I mean, the challenge with this bill and this is going to be on the commercial side. I mean, if you're mowing a HOA, Homeowners Association, or a golf course, what are the golf courses going to do? So I don't know if there's exceptions for that in those bills, or there's going to be a lot of guys trying to keep a lot of old equipment running.
You're going to see a resurgence in the small engine mechanics.
Yeah. You know, that to me is more the issue. The homeowner, you know, the average size lawn, especially in California, you know, at least in Southern California, you could mow with a push mower, most of them. So, well, people might get more exercise. I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that if it's an air quality thing that they can't put, you know, if we're making automobiles that are more efficient and clean burning, that they can't make a small engine, you know, clean burning. You know,
well, in the small engines, you run a fraction of the time you run your car, too.
You know,
does it take you to mow your lawn?
So the outboard motor industry, the boat outboard motor industry, have all gone to four-stroke. I mean, I don't even know if they make a two-stroke anymore, other than maybe the really, really little ones. It's all four-stroke. You know, so it's all quieter, cleaner. So it seems to me there's other ways to go about that, but I can tell you this, it'll be nicer to sit on my patio at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning and drink coffee and not hear the blowers and the weed eaters going off in the neighborhood. But
when they came out with a battery that worked for the lawnmower and the weed eater, I started really looking. I'm like, all right, give it a year or two, let the second or third generation come out, and because that'll be the next one. I've got the weed eater now.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a couple weeks, as my ryegrass comes up and I'm ready to mow, look at going and getting the electric battery mower. And then, like you said, the same battery will work on a chainsaw,
yep,
a hedge trimmer. There's about five different power tools that can all go. And just to not have, like I said, that mess of cans and how old is this gas and what do you do now with this? So you don't just
pour
dump it out.
Two-stroke gas into your four-stroke engine and, you know, yeah, all of that stuff.
Yeah, and despite my labeling with the kids, no, if there's two pieces of tape, that means it's two-stroke oil mix. But, you know, when they're trying to find gas for their quad, do you think they think about that or care?
Heck no.
They just want to get on the quad and go for a ride in the desert. So
right.
I'm excited. This is the first transition. I didn't think I would ever be excited about a battery-operated lawn equipment. But, you know, those we've been using battery-operated tools in construction. For
cordless drills.
I mean, I don't ever remember not having an 18-volt DeWalt I've still got the one I bought 20 years ago. Now, yeah. I have a newer one, smaller one, that's got a smaller battery, but a higher voltage and lighter weight.
So it's lighter.
And it's more powerful. But that old one, it still works. Yeah. So I don't know why I was so hesitant.
I have a flat roof. So every once in a while, I take my blower up on the roof, which really makes the cordless one nice because you don't have an extension cord up on your roof.
Trip on.
And so I set it down so I can get on the ladder, and then I grab it after I'm playing. I've listened to Rosie's lecture about ladders and injuries on ladders. Yeah. So, but as I was kicking my leg around to get on the ladder, I kicked the blower off the roof.
Oops.
And it landed didn't land in the grass. It landed on the concrete.
Oh, of course.
And I tell you what, all it broke was the little keeper that keeps the battery in place. That's the only thing that broke. It was about a $5 fix.
Back up and running. Wow.
Yeah. In fact, it still worked. I had to use duct tape and duct tape the battery in till I had a chance to get it over to Scotty's and get that little part. And that was easy. I did it myself. I bought the little part and put it in.
And you never could have duct taped the carburetor back on.
No. So I'm all about them. I think they're great.